Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank you for sharing with your friends and family. We're over 700,000 listeners in the States, and internationally, we're all over 100,000. So we're very, very thankful for that. Keep doing that. We appreciate it. Today, we're going to be talking about moving. What a lot of people don't realize is moving is actually more stressful than divorce or a death in the family. In fact, moving is rated as one of the top 10 stressors in life. We have Devrianne Jacobs. She's moved over 29 times. She and her family have been gypsies for the last 40 years, moving all over America. Along the way, Devra learned numerous valuable lessons on everything from how to pack properly to do-it-yourself moves or how to hire the right mover if you're moving across country, across the world. All this experience is accumulated to a book that she's authored called A Happy Move. So, Devra, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
So, you've got a lot of experience moving. What was it like the first time?
Oh, wow. Boy, the first time I moved, I had no idea how to pack. I didn't know where I was going. I got there and I kind of, it was one of those fly by the seat of your pants kind of, which was a great learning lesson for me. I had a lot of things that broke because it was, of course, less expensive for me to pack myself than to have movers pack me. So, okay, I can do it. But I didn't know why things broke. And so I had a lot of breakage, a lot of things I had to replace. I lost some things in the move. I remember packing the U-Haul truck and leaving a dining room table and chairs by the curb and had to call Goodwill or somebody to come pick it up because there wasn't enough room in the truck.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I got a lot of lessons on that first move. And I was very young. I was probably 19 at the time that I did the first move. I mean, a lot of things have changed since then. It was like a comedy of errors, getting to a place, finding out the apartment I thought I was going to have wasn't actually going to be available for three more days. And I hadn't counted on that, and paying extra for the truck rental for three more days. And yeah, it was pretty crazy.
And if you moved, you probably had a similar experience. You're looking at saving money and you didn't know how to pack. I've moved a lot as well. I've actually talked to a lot of people since I'm in the financial business about people who've moved across country. And some people have lived in the same house for 40 years and now they're moving and they don't have any experience in doing that. And they look at doing it the least expensive way. And like you said, they end up with a lot of breakage and don't know why. In fact, some people have talked about losing like family heirloom type things that have broken because they didn't pack them right or insulate them properly or use the least expensive mover.
And then things disappear. That box that you marked flat screen TV isn't there at the other end because you weren't careful about what mover you hired.
Mm-hmm. I've heard a number of those things. And it was really interesting because when we put this out that we're going to have you on the show and your book, A Happy Move, we got a lot of response of more like, this happened to me. Oh, yeah, this happened to me and stuff like that. So what I'd like to do is just start walking through little by little of what do you do before you move?
Plan.
Okay, so let's talk about that planning because a lot of people don't get what you have to do in the planning process.
And that's why we broke this book down into sections where it's before the move, you know, packing and so on after the move, because all of these things are important. And the planning, everything's in the details. If you have an organized plan and all of your details in one book that you can hold on to, then the stress level goes down. Even if there's a hiccup, you always have a plan B in place. and it'll flow really well. And I took like every mistake that I've ever made in the 40 plus years and put them in this book. I mean, there's even forms that you can fill out of who your utility companies are, who your dentist is, who your doctors are, who you need to notify. I was talking to somebody yesterday who forgot to notify their bank that they were moving to another state and they couldn't get a hotel or gas or anything because their bank card was locked up.
Oh, geez.
You know, so all of that's in this book. It's all planning. The moment you think, I've got to move. Okay, where are you going to move? Have you ever been there before? What's it like? You know, are you buying? Are you renting? Can you do a DIY move? Do you need professional movers? You know, plan it all out as much detail as possible. There's even a thing where you can budget it in the book. All these different costs, people forget that your rental of your truck may be less expensive, but you got to pay for gas for that truck. You know, I've moved where I found out it was actually less expensive to hire a professional moving company than it was to do a DIY move.
I can understand that. The other thing that I hear too many stories about is breakage. Sometimes it's glass mixing bowls. You can go to Dollar Tree and get them really inexpensive. But when you have personal items, I had one client, she was just crying over the fact that she lost her crystal collection that she had for 40 years. And what I mean by lost it is because she didn't pack it properly. And as a result, basically, she got cracks, breaks, and she wasn't thinking about having that covered by insurance. So it's one of those things where it's just gone.
Right. That's one of the reasons I did, and I'm still doing YouTube videos, how to pack properly. People don't realize, and I didn't realize for the first like 10 moves I made, the reason you have breakage is from the vibration of the truck, not anything else. So if you pack properly and, you know, save all those shirts and t-shirts and sweatshirts and socks and everything to use as packing material, anything you can do to reduce the vibration in those boxes or making sure you're packing all the way to the top and that it's a hard top. So when the movers are stacking, it's not going to crunch in the top of your box. These are things you don't really typically think about, but it saves.
No. I'm going to bet you everybody listening now, including me, didn't know it was vibration that broke things.
In all my moves, I would say the last 20 moves, I've only lost one cup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nothing else is ever broken because I know, you know, you pack your heavy stuff on the bottom, you know, and then you put blankets or towels and then you pack in between. Never, ever buy those cartons, you know, where you put the glasses in between and the cartons. Mm-hmm. Don't ever do that. They vibrate. And even if they're not banging on something, you're going to have cracks.
Let's talk about what are the things that people need to do for preparing the move.
One of the first things I talk about in the book is purge. Get rid of anything from eye makeup to furniture that you are not going to need on the other end or don't want anymore. If it's a family heirloom and you don't like it and it's Aunt somebody's, you know, ugly figurine you've had in a box in a closet for 20 years, send it to another family member. Why should you pay to move it? You know, it just doesn't make any sense. There are things like old mattresses. You know, you may have a guest room on the other end, but is it really cost effective to move a 20-year-old mattress than for the cost of the weight of it? Because professional movers, it's mostly done by weight.
Mm-hmm.
Then just buy another mattress when you get to the other side.
One of the things that I heard from one person who's moved a bunch, she says, look, if you haven't used it in 3 years, get rid of it. In fact, one person said, he goes, if we haven't used it in a year, it's gone. We don't care what it is, it's gone. And they've saved thousands of dollars just by doing that.
I paid for an entire professional move by selling things I didn't need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know somebody who actually had this massive garage sale and made a bunch of money. And I don't know if it paid for the move, but they made a bunch of money as opposed to donating everything.
Well, and you can donate stuff too. I mean, I've done that. After the garage sale, I donate everything that's left. And then you have the tax slips that you can use at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. Stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Deborah Jacobs and eliminating the stress on your move. Be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we have Deborah Jacobs talking about how to de-stress your move. And I want to thank you for joining us again today. We're talking about how to reduce, eliminate expenses, reduce stress, and hopefully live a life of financial and personal freedom. We have Deborah Jacobs here. Deborah, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And I'm really glad you're here. We're talking about everything that goes along with moving. So let's talk about the things to do during the move. Specifically in your book, you talk about what to do while on the road. And I think this is important because, quite frankly, every move that I've done and I've had to drive, other than getting in and out of that vehicle and filling up with gas, I didn't do anything.
Well, it can be very important and financially beneficial if you're planning your trip. If you're going all the way cross country, I always recommend people don't plan on getting in the car and driving 14 hours a day until you're ready to pass out. Take the trip as sort of a vacation and, you know, plan it to where you already know what cities you're going to stop in, what hotels you're going to be at. If you have pets or children, this is huge. You know, you don't need the dog barking nonstop because it really needs to get out of that car. Or the kids that have had it, it's been 8 hours and they're done. I will tell you, I haven't had a vacation in 15 years. Every vacation I've had has been a move. So, you know, see where you're going. What kind of sites are there? You know, you should always check the weather of where you're going to. And there's a story in my book about that when I didn't do that a couple times. But if you know you're going to have bad weather, plan on staying in a hotel an extra day. Go be a tourist for the day. Then you're driving into your new location in better weather. I actually arrived in North Carolina on a move with a U-Haul the night of a hurricane.
Oh, that's special.
Because I didn't check the weather. I could have stayed in Oklahoma and had a really nice meal and relaxed and enjoyed a day and come in the day after when it would have been sunny instead of trying to unpack a U-Haul in the rain.
Oh, jeez. I don't have too many experiences like that with my moves, but the cool thing here is like people can learn from your experience. And that's a wonderful thing because a lot of people don't realize, hey, let's check the weather. Because if they are like me, they just want to get there. One of my first moves, I had to drive from New York all the way to California. And basically, I had the U-Haul truck. But my goal, since it was just me, is to drive as far as I could. And basically, all I did is drive, get gas, go to the bathroom, eat something, and end up stopping in Las Vegas and pulling up to a Denny's because I was starting to doze off. And basically, I fell asleep for about 3 hours in the cab, got a big iced tea, and then drove the rest of the way. But I was wiped out for 3 days. I didn't even unpack anything.
That's what I recommend not doing. I did the same thing. I went from New Jersey to San Diego. I was helping my parents move, and my dad insisted on changing off drivers and driving straight through. And it was insane. I mean, one, it's a really good way to get in an accident. And if you're stopped on the side of the road taking that nap that you need to take, that's not a safe thing to do either. You can actually pull off in a rest stop if you need to take a break. But doctors recommend that for every 3 hours you drive, that you get out for an hour. That way your circulation comes back. People have been known to actually have heart attacks from driving too many hours in the same position. You're moving. You're about to start a new journey. Do it safely.
That's a good piece of advice. I mean, I haven't done the drive in like decades. As you can tell, I'm a little bit older than then. I couldn't handle that now. But after you move, besides unpacking and putting things places, what's really, really important here? Because there's some things that people just don't realize that they miss that cost them money, time, stress that they don't need.
One of the reasons that we put in all of the forms that you can fill out in the book of your utility companies and the ones you're leaving as well as the ones you're going to is when you get to the new place, you know, if you have children, you want to get them into schools. So you want to have all the school information from where they came from so they can get the records transferred if you haven't already done that. Some places, you know, you're buying a house in a certain place and you can get some of this stuff done. Your doctors, you want to make sure you have your prescription, paper prescriptions in the book with you. And then you walk in, you've got your Happy Move book, and they say, where can we send for records? And you just flip it open and go, oh, here you go. Here's all the information. One of the biggest things people have a tendency to forget when they're moving is, did you leave your deposit with that utility company or gas company at the last place? Well, you've got your information. Contact them. Give them your forwarding address so any deposit monies you get instead of them sitting out there with the state, you know, your bank, you know.
I just went, oh my God, that was me. I probably lost $4,000 or $5,000 that the state has now.
And you can get it back. I mean, I did talk to a woman yesterday who had read the book and went, oh my gosh, I got a hold of the state. You know, you can do that online now. Mm-hmm. And they have to hold those funds forever. She had had a deposit on her business building of over $2,000 that she never thought to collect back. Now she can. But instead of doing that by the state, you have your complete list of everybody you had to notify, what the account numbers are. I mean, how many people go, oh yeah, I was with Wells Fargo somewhere in California, but they closed the accounts before they moved, didn't need their checkbooks anymore, so they trashed them all. Now they don't know what their account numbers were. This way, it's all in the book.
Mm-hmm. That's great, because I was just thinking about that. Back in the day, it was utilities that had deposits, phone had deposits, and if you lived someplace for 20, 25 years, you could be missing out on something that you wouldn't think twice on.
Absolutely. Wow,
that's some awesome advice. The last part I want to talk about, international moves, military moves. Some people are moving international. I used to do that, although I had somebody who kind of did everything for me, so I was lucky. But what are the things to look out for there?
Well, this is why there's such a large reference section in the back of this book, because we actually broke down every state, all the different agencies you can get a hold of that can assist you with these things. A lot of people, when they're planning, especially international moves, maybe they're only going to be, you know, in another country for 3 months on assignment from their company. Well, they might want to do a pod move where the company like PackRat will store your pod. You pack your pod, they mm-hmm. store it for you. And until you get back and you know where your next location is going to be, that can be a heck of a lot cheaper than renting a storage facility and then having to drive back to whatever state you were in to get everything out of storage, rent a truck, and then move it. So there are a lot of money-saving options to international moves. Knowing the money exchange rates right before you go, going to a bank and getting some of that cash. When I moved to Korea, I knew nothing. I was very young and knew absolutely nothing. I didn't realize when I got there, being an American, I couldn't find or go into a Korean bank to exchange money. And nobody at that time would take American money. You know, so again, it's in the planning. It's in mm-hmm. the details, making sure you know what you're doing. Also, when you're coming back from an international move, are you going to be able to bring that with you? Whatever you bought. I lost a gorgeous living room set in Korea because I couldn't afford to ship it back to the States. Mm-hmm. You know, so having, you know, knowledge is a really important, powerful thing. And so I want people to be able to have as much knowledge as they can. The military moves, depending on your rank, that's when you can run into the expenses that aren't covered by the military. So there's contacts in the reference section in the book for military moves too, of, you know, how to find out. Are they going to, when I went to Korea, I was not covered. I went to what they call a non-sponsored area. Spouses weren't allowed. I went on a tourist visa. I didn't know when I got there, I wasn't going to get covered for medical or anything under the military because I wasn't supposed to be in the country. So oh, wow. You want to know first before you say, oh, I'm moving to such and such. Make sure you can go. Make sure your animals can go. Mm-hmm. There's many places you can't take your pets.
Yeah. And I will say this, almost every country has a reserve bank, just like we have Federal Reserve, and they all have rules. So when I worked in South Africa, I had a lot of people would say, hey, I'd like your American dollars. I'll buy them from you because of the exchange rate and all that stuff. And I had a tremendous amount of money before I left. And what I found out is unless you have an invoice, they're not going to let you take out any more than like $500 worth of rands. The banks wouldn't exchange them much more than that. So I right. had to go from bank to bank to bank to bank to bank to get $500 exchange, which is like a little over $200. So I probably went to about 50 banks and I couldn't even buy US traveler's checks. So it was nuts. The other thing is the credit card you use, make sure it's accepted by other countries because not all of them are. I learned that the hard way in a country and I end up sleeping in a rental car one night because of that.
Yeah. That's why I say it's all about planning. How stressed are you when you're in a country and you realize I have a credit card, I have American money that they're not going to take. I have no way. In my case, my daughter had turned two the day we arrived and I couldn't buy anything in any of the stores for an infant because they weren't going to take American money at all. I didn't have a credit card.
Oh, geez.
So, I mean, if you plan, not only will you reduce your stress, but you also save money.
So that's great. Hey, Deborah, I want to thank you for being here today. Our time's up. How can people get your book?
Well, I always tell people go to our website, ahappymove.com. It's available in all booksellers, actually everywhere in the world now. But there are links to it all on the website, as well as the videos and everything else you could ever want to know about the book and how to make a happy move.
Deborah, thank you so much for joining us today. Our audience was looking forward to it, and you gave them everything, which is wonderful. Just say stay safe, stay healthy, and continued success.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, folks, we're going to be right back with some more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey folks, Steve Sexton here. Welcome back to Saving with Steve, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, everything you need to know about money to make sure you have a happy, healthy life. But there's one thing that we probably all want to talk about. This is a component that's going to directly affect your lifestyle. It's called the U.S. commercial bank credit. For those of you who don't know, commercial credit market started in 1973. There was $567 billion there, and it grew to $17 trillion. And that's great because that's a 7% growth rate, and that's what's supposed to happen. But here's the thing. When there's a disruption of 2% or more, which has happened three times in the last century, October of 2001, it dropped 2.9. March of 2020 dropped 6.94. Between November of 2022 and July of 2023, it dropped another 2%. Each time this has happened in the century over the last 23 years, there's been a significant decline in the S&P 500. And the reason being is the Fed and credit markets are tightening, so will the money supply. One of the things I want to bring to your attention is there's $15, $16, $17 trillion in commercial real estate debt that's held by small and regional banks. There was a study by Columbia, USC, Wharton, and many other places, and they came to conclude that there is a big issue happening there, okay? So think about this. COVID comes. People don't go back to the office. They don't want to go back to the office. So these big office buildings might only be 80% occupied when they used to be 100% occupied. On top of that, interest rates have increased, and now they've got to look to refinance. And we've got $16 trillion coming due to refinance here in the short future. You've got a building that was $100 million, but only worth $80 million. So it has negative equity. And if somebody's going to refinance, they've got to come up with $20 million to refinance. And then instead of refinancing it at 2 or 3%, they're refinancing it at 7 and 8%. That creates a lot of pressure on margins. All those regional banks, they've taken a lot of this debt. There's going to be some issues there. So we're likely going to see some bank consolidation, some more banking issues. The question is, how will the powers to be handle this? You know what? The long-term effects, it's not going to be a little seam in the economy. It's not going to be a headache. It's going to be a lifestyle change. The great thing here is this, folks, there's an antidote. And I want to just introduce you to purpose money versus performance money. Now, performance money, This is the legacy money. You see in the stock market, hey, they say, hey, he's coming up to the right. And it's cool because you have a lot of time and there's no real obligation to it. In fact, time is the ally of the performance money, because if there's an economic virus, like what could be happening with commercial credit, providing God gives you time, you will endure and recover from this virus and the value of your money will be higher in the future. Now, when it comes to performance money, this is the money that has an obligation to you to support and maintain your lifestyle, cover health issues, long-term care, all that kind of stuff. The difference is time is the enemy here. And why is time the enemy? Because with your purpose-driven money that has an obligation to support your lifestyle, is you need it now. You don't have the time to wait for it to grow back. And if, you know what, you have all that purpose money at risk in the market and, you know, this issue or another issue affects that, okay, you're now in a situation where, hey, you either got to cannibalize the money you have and hope that it grows back or suspend your lifestyle. And nobody wants to do that. So the key here, folks, is, you know what, if you don't have an antidote to protect your purpose-driven money, the viruses are going to get you and it's going to affect your lifestyle. So make sure you sit down and talk with somebody about how to protect your purpose money, because it's going to support and maintain your lifestyle. With that, I want to thank you all for joining us here today, Saving with Steve. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories and helpful information, insights on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show, and check out a few of our feuds at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Hey, you can always follow us on Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton. There's an Insiders Club. You can get gifts, replays, all sorts of things. Take your life to the next level. And again, I want to thank you for joining us here today on Saving with Steve. That's it with me. This is Steve Sexton with Saving with Steve. And with that, have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to seeing you next time right here on Saving with Steve. See you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.